Welcome everybody to the social media weekend update for November 11th, 2017. This is your place for all the latest and greatest in social media news, updates, and rumors. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella, and I scourge the internet for all the news worth considering so you don't have to. Welcome to my Business as Unusual podcast. Today we have news from Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and so much more. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Media Marketing World 2018. Social Media Marketing World is the place to learn about all the latest in social media, digital marketing from the brightest and best minds and influencers. I personally am thrilled to be going back. I actually bought my ticket while I was still at the conference last year because I fell in love so much, and I hope to see you there too. You can learn more at stellar247.media/SMMW18. You can check out that link in the show notes. Okay, on today's show, let's go. Let's dig in. Onward. Twitter expands tweet count to 280 characters. So verbose Twitter users can now rejoice. Twitter now allows you to use up to 280 characters. It's rolled out. It's official. While initially I was concerned that the feed would look like crap because of all the clutter, I took a deep breath and I remembered I never used the main feed anyways because, you know, it is crap. Instead, I opt for lists. So if you do feel overwhelmed, I highly recommend you use lists. But honestly, I'm okay with this move. Users will not know how many characters they're using when they're typing out their tweets until they only have 20 left. My guess is that most people won't even use that many characters. You know, they won't use the full 280 unless they're purposely trying to. And that, I think, is because that most people just don't use Twitter that way. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Twitter also found that when they were testing out the 280 characters, that most users who had the test only took up only 190 characters. So there you go. My guess is the move will help new users feel more at home. Then also us OG users like myself, we'll learn to love it. So I think it'll be okay. Besides, the character count is the least of Twitter's issues right now, but we don't have time to dive into that. So onward. Twitter has launched a public beta for a $99 promotion subscription. So Twitter is now offering this $99 per month Twitter promotion for all users in a public beta. You can now pay $99 per month and Twitter will promote 10 of your tweets for the month. According to Twitter, at our current price, this is quote from Twitter, at our current price, $99 a month, accounts up to 2,000 followers will see the most value. So for those of you who have over 2,000 followers, you might not find this particular promotion useful. Now, Twitter does claim that on average, accounts will reach 30,000 additional people and add 30 followers each month. Now, I have heard from a couple of people who have tried this promotion out that they weren't a huge fan. It wasn't very helpful. And it was basically, it would be a big waste of money. However, of those people who've tested it that I've heard from, they actually have quite a few followers over the 2,000. So perhaps I would like to really hear from those of you who've tried it, who maybe you don't have 2,000 followers yet. I would like to hear from you because that's where I'm coming from. I have over 2,000. I can't test it and give you an accurate answer. And from what I've heard, the people who haven't liked it have over 2,000 followers. So, you know, I'd be interested to hear what you guys have to say. But for me, probably not going to be spending $99 a month on this. I could think of a whole slew, a plethora, if you will, of things I would rather spend $99 a month on. But whatever. You guys, you do you. Snapchat announces their failures. Well, kind of. Snapchat takes a big hit and announces that they have a $40 million loss on Snap Spectacles. Can't say I'm totally surprised here, but if you have those spectacles, you do you, right? But I wonder, if you did buy the spectacles, do you still wear them? I mean, I feel like that's part of the problem is the feeling's gone, the flame's gone out. They're really not that popular. And so they made way too much spectacles, and they don't have enough people buying them. So probably in the hopes of boosting investor confidence and share values, they've also announced that they'll be making a full redesign overhaul of the Snapchat newsfeed or the Snapchat app in general, which users can expect to see in 2018. So I will be curious to see how this maybe helps them because things ain't looking so good, you know what I'm saying? So if you want more ways to get your customers and potential customers to connect with you, you may like the next test that Facebook is rolling out. Facebook is testing out the ability to put a messenger box on your website via a plugin. Now, I already have this exact feature on my website. I've been using it for quite some time now, but I use it through a third-party plugin, not direct from Facebook. I gotta say, I love this feature. I am nearly always on Facebook. That's why I installed it on my website. I do find that people do connect with me quite a bit through my messenger, so it's been pretty helpful, and I will definitely use this if they roll it out natively. Also, if you have a chatbot set up on your messenger, this could be a great way to help people with commonly asked questions and save you some time. So check it out. In Instagram news, Instagram now allows users to upload photos and videos older than 24 hours into their stories. I personally am a huge fan of this rollout as I manage the social media for several different companies. One of the ways that I'm able to do stories for my clients is to pre-record them when I'm with the client and then, or create, you know, stories with a third-party tool like Canva or Animoto, and then I'll typically have a whole week's worth of stories lined up that I can use. Well, before I had to kind of game the system and work some crazy workarounds and, you know, say I'm going to edit, but I don't edit and then resave. It was a pain in the butt. So now I don't have to do that in order to get them into my stories. Yay! Are you happy about this update? Let me know. You can tweet to me at Stellar247. Facebook expands Marketplace again by offering a place to market rental listings. Prior to this move, anyone could list a rental individually, but now, according to TechCrunch, Facebook says it's now partnering with sources like Apartment List and Zumper to pull in listings. As an added bonus, listers can now add 360 photos to their listings and their properties. This is a great way to highlight those homes and apartments, etc. It seems that Facebook is just one step away from taking on the real estate market and becoming a national MLS. I don't know. That's just a thought. That's a theory. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's not their next big marketplace move. LinkedIn has recently rolled out Sales Navigator for Gmail. Back in 2012, LinkedIn picked up an add-on app, Reportive, which I used to use all the time, and then they bought it and you never saw it again. Well, finally, they are rolling it back out with this new name, LinkedIn's Sales Navigator. Sales Navigator will give you insights into the people you are emailing via the data inside LinkedIn. It can also sync with your CRM, which is kind of cool. The big catch, it is not free. Starting at $79.99 per month, this tool might be a steal for power users, but for the everyday user that previously enjoyed the Reportive app, it's a bit steep. LinkedIn is offering a free trial demo, so you could try it out before you buy it and, you know, let us know what you think. Facebook is finally issuing warnings to pages abusing the Facebook Live video platform. For those pages who are going against the terms of service and using Facebook Live alongside static images and live stream polls that are not true live broadcast, all I can say is it's about damn time Facebook starts to do something about people who misuse and go against the terms of service. It is kind of annoying when you're always following the rules and others get away with breaking them. Am I right? Anyways, if you want to see the breakdown of what they're actually sending to people, check out the show notes because there is a wonderful embedded tweet by Matt Navarra, which actually captures the whole note that they're sending out. So there you go. So this next update, I'm not sure is a full-on rollout or a test. It's something I actually found in my mobile app. I'm on an Android. So it looks like Facebook now lets you check into an event that is happening, but it's like through your post directly in the newsfeed. So just like if you're going to go post a regular comment in the newsfeed, you simply go there to that posting section where you do your regular status update. And then in that drop-down menu, you'll see an option to tag an event at the very bottom. This works the same as tagging a location, and that's how it looks when you actually post the status update, except that the event is what you're actually looking at, not a location. And the event has to be actively happening right now in order to tag it. So it's an interesting move, and I just saw it this week. So I wonder, do you guys have it in your app as well? I've asked around, and not a lot of people have this feature. So wondering if it's just a test. Let me know. You could tweet to me at Stellar247. Another new rollout that I just caught in my mobile app on Facebook is Facebook rolled out a new feature in the mobile app that lets you easily manage posts and tags. From what I can tell, it allows you to sort posts by yours, just your post, others, or all. You can add tags, remove posts altogether, etc. If you want to see a screenshot of this, go ahead and check out the show notes. And I have asked around, and it looks like I am not the only one who has this. I believe that this is not a test, but an actual rollout. Instagram is testing out the ability to follow hashtags, kind of like how you follow an account. This could come in handy if you want to see more from a field you're interested in. For example, I like social media news, obviously, so I may follow the hashtag social media news, and then I would see posts that use that hashtag in my news feed. It could also be great for brands who have their own hashtag and they want to see what is being curated based on their hashtag within their own news feed. This is currently not a full rollout. It is just being tested, but I think it's kind of interesting. So in Pinterest news, Pinterest is making it even easier to organize. So for those of you who are a little OCD about your Pinterest boards, this next piece of news will make your day. Pinterest will now allow you to further organize your boards into sections. Via TechCrunch, quote, the company today said it is introducing what is called board sections, which gives users a way to slice a bigger idea, like say a wedding, into smaller components while still sitting on the same board. So it's a great way to fully organize all of your boards into little micro boards. So there you go. And that is your social media weekend update for Saturday, November 11th. You can grab the show notes at stellar247.media/SU1111. That's SU1111. Of course, I'll put it in the description so you can grab those notes, get all the links, and dive in even further with all the screen captures and all the good stuff that I know you love. Anyways, if you want to stay on the cutting edge of what is happening in the world of social media, and get in on my breaking news group over on Snapchat, be sure to follow me on Snapchat. I am at Stellar247. Plus, you can send me a message so I know that you want in. I won't be able to add you to the chat if I don't know you want in, because I get requests all the time, so I never know. I would love to hear from you. If you're listening via Anchor, please comment or call in with your thoughts and questions. If you're listening via my podcast, you could tweet to me at Stellar247. I would also love to have you join me over in my Facebook group. You could check that out at stellar247.media/FB group. If you're listening via my podcast and you enjoy what you hear, please consider giving me that 5-star review. Nothing would bring me more joy and make my day better than your kind words. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great rest of your weekend, or if it's a weekday when you're listening, have a great week. Either way, have a stellar day.